He pulled the bottom quarter, pulled it towards the other wall.
Kate Bez Dav Lamed Zayin in Maseches Nida Tavshin Samachay. Being as we did a long chazorah yesterday, we are a little bit behind. We're on Lamed Vav Lamed Bez. We're in the middle of the machlokas as to how to understand the Mishnah that talks about koshi, talks about a woman who suffers contractions and bleeding prior to giving birth. The Mishnah made a statement, a blanket statement, that a mekasha is a nida, which the Gemara felt was an astonishing assertion to make, since it certainly makes no sense at all. No matter how you learn, how can you say a blanket rule that every mekasha is a nida? I mean, what happens if she's a mekasha in the middle of Yemei Ziva, and so on? And so we had a number of different approaches yesterday. Rav's approach was that the Rabbanan were gezer on dam of koshi for one day to be a nida for that day and to be tavelas b'erev and to be tahira. Shmuel said to give every case of koshi, samach l'leda, that occurs during Yemei Ziva, to give it a din of shemeres yom keneged yom, just in case there will be a let up in the contractions before the birth, and then it would be a simon that this wasn't done of koshi all along, and then we would chas for shalom be nichshal, because it was really dam of zivas. Therefore, says Shmuel, that we're chayshesh, and we were machmir to give you a yayim, kineged yayim. And Reb Yitzchak says, the meaning of the Mishnah is very simple. A mekashet during yimei nidais, meaning that this woman now had not been bleeding during her pregnancy, in which case, whatever dam she sees now is occurring during Yemei Nidais, that there the Torah was not Mitaheres, the dam of Anida. So that even though she's bleeding because of her contractions, her labor pains, nonetheless, she is Tomeh, Tomeah. Nasha'enke. If it's Yemei Ziva, the Torah was Matira and Mitaheres, Yemei Ziva. Yiddam of koshi during Yemei Ziva. So the meaning of the Mishnah on the kasha nida is the pshat on the kasha b'yemei nida is a nida, and the Torah was never matar is dam nida. Okay, so three approaches into what the Mishnah is referring to. Good morning, our dear president. Many thanks for the wonderful gift of a presidential tea. And I wish to compliment our president on today's laning, this early this morning, by his young son, in from a lab, I assume. All right, so we got up to the explanation of Reb Yitzchak, that it means we may nida nida, we may ziva, it's completely tahira, as it says in the Brice of Atanya, where it's one third down on the dot. V'atanya makasha b'mei nida nida, b'mei ziva Torah. Explains the Braisa, what do we mean? Ketzad? Koshta yom echad v'shaptar shnayim. Let's say that this woman was having pains and bleeding for one day, and then 2 days continued to bleed without any pain. O shekoshta shnayim v'shaptar yom echad. Or there were 2 days of labor, and then one full day with bleeding but without pain. Oh, later on the Gemara is going to discuss what the halacha is of no pain and no bleeding. Here we're saying bleeding the whole time. Therefore, the shailus was a total of 3 days of bleeding. Or she was bleeding without pain. Kashta had a day in now in which she was bleeding with pain. Because Rabbi Shapta now, she continued to bleed without pain. Arezo Yoledet Vizov, all those cases, she is Tmeya, and she's a Zova. Abal, Shapta Yom Echad Vekashtashnai. But let's say she bled for a day, and then had 2 days of bleeding with pain. Oshe Shapta Shnayim, or for that matter, she had 2 days in which she was bleeding without pain, and the last day she was bleeding with pain. O shekashta or she was had contractions and she was bleeding, and then Shaftar, she continued to be Raya Dam, but without any pain, and then the last day, Chazra Bekashta again, Ein Zo Yoledet Bezov, this is not called Yoledet Bezov, because she had a Yom before the Leda. Now, most learn that, of course, in the cases where she begins with the bleeding, and only afterwards is Kashta, that she's certainly going to be Tamea as a Yom Keneged Yom, Shmeres Yom Keneged Yom. We don't say retroactively that a subsequent day of labor pain now is Metaheres, the day before she had labor pains. Does that the Pashtus most Rishonim are naked that it's not referring to the din of Shmeres Yom Keneged Yom, it's only referring to the din of a Zava Gedela. In none of these cases is she a Zava Gedela. Klolo Shadavar continues the Tana. The general rule is, Koshi Samukla Leda, if the last day before Leda there was Koshi, there was pain, Ain't the Yoledes Bezov. Then it's not viewed as Yoledes Bezov.
No blood.
With blood.
Koshta
means bleeding and pain. Yeah. Ain't the Yoledes Bezov. But Shofi Samukla Leda. There's no pain and there's continued bleeding before the Leda. Later on we'll talk about if there's no pain and no bleeding. Then that is a case in which there is Leda Baziva. Chananya ben Achi Rabbi Yoshua Eimer, whereas Chananya has a... Wow. This is a man who's angry today. Depressed.
That's long.
Upset at the long ride that he had to take to get in here. Shem Yerachim. We wish you to find a place here in the old city very soon. So Chananya ben Achi Rabbi Yoshua Shita is Kol Shechal Kishuya Bishlishi Shala Afilu Kol Hayom Kulo B'Shofi Ein Zo Yoledes Bezov. If there's any Kishui at all, even a small amount, on the third day, even though the whole rest of the day was Bishofi without any pain, it's not called the Yoledes Bezov. Okay, now going back to the first Tana, who says Klolo Shel Davar, what is he adding by giving the Klolo? He told us all of the variations. What is being added by saying that the Klolo Shel Davar is that Koshi Samach Leleda ain't Yoledes Bezov? Shofi Samach Leleda is Yoledes Bezov. What does he say? We never have a sum up when you give every case, unless there's something new that's a klal all from Shas. Klolo Shadover has to be telling us something we didn't mention earlier, that we wouldn't have thought of. What is it coming to include? It's coming to include Hananya's case. In other words, the case of a Chananya over here, where there was Shofi, but there was a little bit of Koshi, Samuch Laleda. Truth is, there's a little bit of a machlokas as to how far Chananya goes. Some understand that the meaning of Chananya, Aliba Rashi, is that you would need to have a full day, that is to say, starting from the night and going through the whole day of Shofi. Others tainer than that would mean that Chananya is coming out saying the same thing that Rabbi Yehuda is saying in the Mishnah. Because that was Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush. L'chaira, the Chananya chiddush is just in terms of how much time in the day. That you don't, in other words, any little bit of koshi during that day is enough to take away the din of shofi b'yom shlishi. In other words, a third day that has any koshi in it at all, that's how others understand Rashi Kipshuta. As any koshi in it at all is considered to be koshi and not shofi. Minani mile, what gives you the right to come up with this halacha? That the Torah was matir, not dam nidais, samach l'leida, but only dam that occurs during zivas. Where do we get that from? The Tana Rabbanan, the Braisa, is medayek this from the lashon that we find in the parsha of zivas. In which it says, Ishak Yazuv Zov Dama, what's Pshat Dama, with a Mapike, her Dam, I mean, obviously her Dam. Pshat is Dama Machmat Atzma. That Dam has to be coming from herself, and not because of some agency, namely of Lod, that's forcing this dam to come. So she's really not bleeding because of Atzma. She's bleeding because there's a fetus there that is causing this to occur. Well, that's one way of reading the Pasuk. Atomer machmas vlad. Maybe the pshat is, that the Torah is being matir like it does by a male. We said, zovo bivsaro, it has to be dafka machmas atzmo, velo machmas onis. Same thing over here. If it says dama, you're saying dama machmat atzmas. What's the logical conclusion? Machmat atzma, velo machmat onis. Meaning, in the same way, if a male, let's say, does heavy exercise, and then sees Zivas, we say that the Torah is not matami that. Why? Because of machmas atzma. The same thing over here. Let's say if a female would do heavy exercises and would be bleeding, we would say that probably the exercises contributed, and the Torah says it's not tami. Maybe that's how to understand the pasuk. Why do we take for granted all along throughout this perception that a female is vadai matami even machmas atzma? Oh, says the Gemara. You can't say that. It says, Vishaki Yazuv Zovdama. Vishaki Yazuv Zovdama, just say, Yazuv Dama. In other words, it's adding over here whatever the circumstances of the Zivas. And that nonetheless it's Tame. Hareel Nes Amur. That means the Torah already told me that such an Ones is Metame. So now how do we explain Dama? Amani Mekayim Dama. Dama Machmat Atzmavala Machmat Vlad. Shouldn't be another agency. The blood that causes this bleeding. Now, wait a minute. I mean, it seems fairly arbitrary over here. Decided, in other words, we end up with a ribui, yazuv zov, and we end up with a miut. The ma, velo machmat, something else. How do I know to read it this way? How do I know to say that the miut comes to tell me vlad, and the ribui that it's tummy anyway comes to tell me onus, maybe the other way around. Maybe the vladavka is viewed as part of the normal female function. You have a vlad, it's time to give birth. There's usually pain and bleeding before birth. And the Torah is saying that's included in Zivas. And the contrary, that if we can say that you did something that isn't part of normal physiology, you jumped up and down, you overate, whatever. So those things were geirim. The Rias Hadam and the Dam is Tar. I mean, how do you know to read the pasuk like that? So it asks the Gemara, why don't we look at it the other way? Mara Yisu Taras Avlad Latame Doyis. Maybe do it the other way. No, says the Gemara. Look, makes sense. Mitaira ni bivlad. The Torah, remember, made Tyra after the Vlad. Tremendous Chiddush. Torah said, woman is bleeding. Doesn't matter. She's tired. During, of course, you may tear. Oh, now that I know that Torah gives special dinim to Leda, what kind of dinim? Kulas in the dam. So it makes sense to say that the kula that the Torah is giving over here, that I'm not going to be matame the dam, is in terms of Leda. The Leda that has dam tehar after it has dam tehar, so to speak, in which it's not matame mishum zivah before it. Well, where do we see that the Torah took Oines and said that it's Matirat? Matame on the Oines? Shame Tarahakara. We don't find any place where the Torah was Makil Lagabi Anisha for an Oines. Well, okay, but maybe the way to look at it is like this. I don't know. Matire on the Oines. Because we find that the Torah was Matire Oines by a Zav, by a male for sure. It means that he's Torah Oines. So therefore, maybe that's what we should say. It makes sense that the Torah made a din of Tyrus, Adam, of a Zova, it must mean the same way. It was Matir, the Zov of a male. That way it keeps the two halachas parallel. Yeah, but I mean, look, I mean, Hashtamiya, Beisha Kaimina. We're not talking about a male now, are we? I mean, we're talking about a female. So, I mean, in terms of the consistency of the halachas of a female, Onis Bishamahashkachan. We didn't find such a thing. You know what? There's another simple approach. I understand what you're saying. We have a ribui that says that you're tummy anyway. And we have a miyat that says there's a certain case where you're tar. So what are you trying to say? that the case for your tummy anyway should be the later. And the case that you should be Torah should be the anus. You're doing exercise. Man, if you think exercise is a good reason to bleed, try having a baby. It doesn't make any sense. You're going to be in the tire, an anus, and you're going to be in the tummy, a blood. What greater onus is there to cause bleeding in this woman than having a baby? So Mamela, the logical consistency is to be metame the onates, and this special case in which it's the onus shabonsim, so to speak, in which there's clearly an outside agency that's forcing the bleeding. That's what the verb is making. So it all adds up, Pashuk, from just rational analysis. Now, if this is the case, why not say that the Dam of Anita is also, during Yemei Nida. We came out saying that during Yemei Nida the Torah wasn't Matayah the Dam. It's only in the unlikely case that the woman had already bled before, and this is Yemei Zivas. That's an unlikely case. So how do you know it's, be Matayah Nida Nam? Zova, Machmat Atzmah, Velo Machmat Vlad. We should have exactly the same kind of drasha, because there also it says by Nida Dam Yezova Bipsara, right? That's referring to Nida. It's not referring to Zivas. Kitia Zov Dama is referring to a Zova, but the case over here Dam Yezova, don't use the Loshu Mapike Zova. So Zova should mean the same thing by Nida. Zova Velo Machmat Avlad. And I would say the same thing. I told me Vlad Ain Ella Ones. Kishuome Visha Kitiez Avare Ones Amur. Mani Mikhaim Zova, Zova Machmat Atzma, Velo Machmat Vlad. If you're going to darshan a Mapike, and when you're darshaning a Mapike by Zivas and not by Nidas, what's an Afkamina? It's exactly the same drasha. Omerish Lakish. You're right. It can't be that we're saying on the Mapike. Pshat is that it says in the Pasuk, Teishev. Teishev is the Pshat that Yeshcha Yeshiva Acher Shikazu. V'yezu Zu, Zukoshi, Bimei Ziva. Since the Torah says Teishev, Bimei Tahora, Dmei Tahora, that this woman should be a Yoshevet. What did he say? That her Dam is Torah, could say, Shishim Yom V'Sheches Yamim, Dmei Tahora. What's up is they shave in Mei Torah. They shave out the Mei Torah. It's coming to say there's a different yeshiva. Meaning, there's another Dam Torah. Must be that Dam Torah is the Dam of bleeding before the later, like we said before, logically. So it's not only really logically, it's actually a Diak and the Pasuk. They shave. And what is this yeshiva? This yeshiva is Keshiv Mei Ziva. Wait a second. Why should be Keshiv Mei Ziva? Why not Koshbi May Nida? We're not talking about either Ziva or Nida here. We're just talking about bleeding. You're saying there's blood after Leda that star, the Teres Maramis is blood before Leda that star. But no. So maybe all the blood before Leda that star. Even if it's during Yemei Nida. So where do you come up, Dafka, with the din in Zivas? Hello, I'm out with a Shmuel. Okay, there's another plus we're actually relying on. It says, Utmeyash Vu'ayim Knidata. Why does it say Knidata? Listen, the din of the Tuma is Dafka Knidata. It's not Kizivata. It's that later is the same as Zivas? No? What's an Afkamina? Why are you calling it Nidas? To tell me that Zivata indeed has a Tyra and Nidas doesn't have a Tyra. But what is that referring to? V'ezuzuzet Koshi Bimei Ziva. That there is, in fact, a Leda that isn't Metamei Kaziva. That's why the Torah is saying, Kimei Nidasa, she should sit during Leda, not Kimei Zivata, because actually Leda does not affect Zivas. Hashtadetziv, utmei hashvayim Kimidata. What indeed is the meaning of the Mapike? The Torah is saying something here by saying, Dama, Dafka Dama Machat Atzma. You're saying, Lefer, we can rely on this pasuk tmeyash v'ayim kenidata. We can rely on this pasuk without any further remazim of dama, correct? The Torah is saying the Torah is a lettuce as a din of a nida and not of a zel. No, what do I need dama for? Because ilav dama avamina ki nidata v'lo kezivata afilu b'shof. I would have thought that the pshat is, if it hadn't said that, the meaning of dama is that it's the cause of the dam. Dama, the dam that comes from her, not that comes from another agent. Right? So let's say it only would have said that a yoyledes, wouldn't have said dama, would have said that a yoyledes is only metame alzidas and not alzidas. What would you have said if she bled before the delivery for 3 days and had no labor pains? You'd say the Torah says your lettuce is not a zoba. That's what you would say. But now that the Torah stresses, what do I mean by this Torah? I mean dama machmat atzma, but not where I see another reason that is causing her to bleed. That's the pain of the leda. There's obviously trauma. That trauma causes pain. It doesn't just cause bleeding. Therefore, I need to say dama to tell me that if it's shofi where there's no problem, then it would be tame. Kamashvon, that dam is tame. Now, shila baravino avaruze kavasi derav. Actually, Rav had this very interesting halacha that a yemei zivas Riyaz dam should be tame for 1 day, like Anita. That's how Rav explained the Mishnah. Very strange pshat. Nida liyuma. It's gzeira derabbanan. Nida liyuma. Shila bar Avina was makbid on that halacha. Now Rav, before he died, he had charota. So ki konach nafshi derab amle l'ravati ziyotzane. Do me a favor. They should be matzniyah this halach. I don't hold it's true. And Rashi learns, I don't hold it's true, because it's a chumrah that's not necessary. Why should it? The Torah was matayah the dam completely. Why should it be matamayah? Others learn that he had charota, that he wasn't machmir, like Shmuel, to hold that you have to now be machmir to have a day of Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. Because what happens if in the end the labor pains stop? And now it turns out that she was a Zava. So he had Charot that he wasn't Mach. There are two different approaches in the Rishayim. Usually that's the Pshat. I mean, somebody is Nifter, he wants to make sure that there's not a Kilko that's Yotzim Yitvara. We'll see later on, it's more Mach. But this, the Rashi learns, it means he held that it was an unnecessary Chumra. So he told Ravasi, look, do me a favor. I heard that Shila bar Avina, my Talmud, he kept this halacha. Go tell him I had charota. And if he doesn't listen to you, Yilot Sayyid, Garye. If he doesn't listen to you, drag him to your side. Explain to him why it was wrong. Now, Rob was dying. He wasn't speaking clearly. And he thought that the word that Rav had said was not Garye to drag him, but Gadye, cut him off, meaning put him at the Cheren. So who saw that Gadye on my leg? Bosrenach, after Rav, after Rav died, on my leg, he came to Shila Baravina and he said, Hadar Becha, you should have Charata, don't pass in this way anymore, because Rav had Charata, the other day Rav before he died. Omarlay to Shila Baravina said, I don't believe you. Im Isid Aharabai, if Rav had Charota, there's no question in my mind that Lididi Havi Omarlay, he would have told me. Why would he told you? You're trying to tell me something in the name of Rav, because you don't hold that law. I don't believe you. Omar, so Lot Sai, so he refused to listen to Ravas. So what happened? Gadye put him into Cheren. Omar Leitzer of Avina said to him, what, are you crazy? Lo istifi marmid leikata, you're not afraid of my fire? You're going to touch me? You're going to die. Omar Leitzer, so he said, just watch yourself, boy. Ana Isi Ben Yehuda, you know who I am? I am Isi Ben Yehuda, otherwise known as Isi, the lion cub. Otherwise known as Isi Ben Gamliel. Otherwise known as Isi ben Mahalalel, and famous as the Asita Danach Shalot Shalot Beirakva, I am known to be the petzel. Which one is the mortar? The mortar. Mortar is the container. I am the mortar made of copper that you can keep smashing at, and that simply forms itself around the smashes. You could try beating me. Nothing's going to happen to me, sir. Watch yourself. To which Sheila responded, oh, yeah, boy? Ana Sheila Baravina Buchne de Parza de Mitvara Sita de Nach. You know who I am? I am Sheila the stone, the mortar. No, the pestle. I'm sorry, I keep mixing up the two. The steel pestle that crushes mortars made out of simple copper. You're dead. Cholash Ravasi, and indeed Ravasi got desperately ill. Ailu bichamime, afkumi kariba, had chills. They put him at the boiling water. Then he got a terrible fever. They put him in the freezing water. They tried to adjust his temperature. He finally died. Ailu bichariba, afkumi kariba, nachnachshid Ravasi. Ravasi died. He was not able to take the damage that Ravina, that Rav Sheila Bar Avina was giving him. So after he died, Sheila Bar Avina went home. Azal Sheila, and he told his wife, pack my suitcases, please. Tzavis li zavdasa, which means to make me tachrichi. I'm not letting Ravasi go up to the Shamayim and tell Rav all kinds of lies about me. I'm getting there first. The Lord lays of Alem Alem Rav Mili Aluya. I refuse to let him go up to the Shamayim and say things that aren't true to Rav about me. Svita li zavdasa, so she sewed him tachrichi and he died. Nor tachrichi to Sheila. At the Levaya, they were burying both of them the same day. Chozu de parcha asami haipuri ala haipuri. This have a minig. Al shem the tzaddik in Merfiko called are similar to hadasim. Right? Ben hadasim. Gemara Megillah Darshis. That's a similar tzaddik. So they used to put hadasim on the meat of tzaddikim. So it's nuim. And hadasim were flying from one of the coffin to the other coffin, back and forth. So people said, Amrish Vamina of the Rabbanu Paisa. Hadas is a simon of pious, it's near. Apparently they made up before coming to the Shamayim.
Why
didn't
they solve the problem before
they die? Why is it always like that? Nobody solves problems before they die. Chaval, chaval. Anyway, so that was the end of the both the mortar and the pestle, unfortunately.
So what's the halacha?
It's Torah. Boy, Rav. A question, says Rav, is like this. Koshi, Mao Shatistor Bezir. How about Stira? Fine, I understand. You're telling me you're not going to be Matame a Zav, correct? According to this, Rav himself had Harot. Right. Rashi learns Rav at Harot because the elder was an undu chumrah, and therefore the halacha is like Rav Yitzchak. Only during Yemei Nida is there a problem. During Yemei Ziv it's tar completely. So we said it's tar completely. Question is, although it's tar completely, maybe it should destroy the Yemei Asfira. In other words, understand it doesn't make her a Zava. But suppose she was a Zava before. She's in the middle of counting Shivas Nikiyim, and now she starts bleeding because of the upcoming delivery. Does she have to start her Shivas Nikiyim over again or not? Is it Seisr Shivas Nikiyim or not? This is how Rashi learns. Other Rishonim learn, is it Seisr this day of the Shivas Nikiyim? There's definitely not Seisr all Shivas Nikiyim. There's actually Lalok, there's a three-way Machlokas in the Rishonim, which we'll talk about. But let's just get it straight. So we're talking about over here a woman who has labor pains and is bleeding in the middle of her Shivas Nikiyim, and then it turns out that indeed she had a baby. And the question is, does she have to, according to Rashi, the question is, does she have to start the Shivas Nikiyim all over again or not? Do we say, says Rav, that only a davar ha-mitameso, there only something that would have been mitameher because of ziva, can be seiser, the zivas. But the davar shena mitame, It's not. Now this would be metame, haini na metame kame nidahu. This dam is metame, even though it's not metame mishum zivas, but at least it's metame mishum nidais, if it occurs during yume nida, or if we paskin like Rab. Some kind of this means that Rab must have meant that the araisa. Because otherwise, how is the check to be saisin? Okay, this is part of the discussion in the Rishonim as to what the Shaila was for interrupting. Or maybe only something that could cause ziva in the first place, if it happened for 3 days, can be saved to the Shiva's Nakim if it happens at all. But something that isn't going ziva would not be saved at all. This is the reason that Rashi Shita is that the question over here was based around the stira of all the Shiva's Nakim. Because otherwise, the Gemara should have said to Rava, what are you talking about? Keri is Seser Zivas for 1 day. And Keri isn't Gerim Zivas. So you see that your question is a ridiculous question. You don't have to be Gerim Zivas to be Seser for 1 day. Must be that Rava is asking for Stiras Kol Shivas Nakim. And that's why he doesn't bring in the issue of Zivas. That's what he's saying. Is it something that's Gerim Tuma or something that's Gerim Zivas? That would be says. Omalei Abaya, the simple raya, very simple raya. What is the din we had yesterday? What's the din of Enes, the fourth time? A male who's raya zivas. The fourth time was in the middle of a shivas nikim. Do we give him a test to find out? Does he have to answer our questionnaire to find out whether it was Riyah Machmas Aines? Remember we had the Farish before in the Braisa? The fourth time for sure doesn't require a test. Why? Because even if it's Machmas Aines, it still says to the Shivas Nakim. But Machmas Aines doesn't create Ziva in the first place, does it? So you see that you don't have to be the type of thing that creates Ziva to destroy the Shiva's Nakiyah. Because otherwise we would have to give a male a test on the fourth time, and we don't. Therefore, says Abaye, Enes b'ziva yochia, which is not Gerim Zivas, Eino Goreim, and nonetheless it's Soter, Omalei lie. No, absolutely. Ay nami Goreimu. It's not true. It is indeed a goreim of zivas, even though it's ba'ones. Why? Titznan ra'a ri'a rishona bodkinoto, shniya bodkinoto, shlishiten bodkinoto. What do you see from there? That since, according to the Tanakhama, you don't need a bodika even for the ri'a shlishis, although the ri'a shlishis turns the male into a zov bal sholosh ri'as, who now has to bring a korban. So that means that there are elements of ziva which an eines causes. That means that an eines is a dover hagoreim leziva. It does bring ziva, which explains why if it's in the middle of Shivas Nakiyim, it will destroy the Shivas Nakiyim. But had it been necessary to check all three times, then einachinami, it wouldn't even have been tracing. Says the Bible. What about according to Rebbe Eliezer? Or the Rebbe Eliezer? Do you remember after Shlishit Bodkinoto? How about according to Rebbe Eliezer? He says that you have to check him the third time, which means that an ones doesn't cause a ziva, and yet the fourth time you don't. So what would you say, says Abaya to Rebbe, what would you say according to Rebbe Eliezer? Hochinami kima de logorim lo sata? Are you going to say, since it's not Goreim Zivas, so then that fourth Ria won't be Sotzer Zivas? Is that what you're claiming? Or am I like, yes indeed, that's what I'm claiming. Hokinami. I'm claiming that according to Rebbe Eliezer, you need a test the third time, then you would need a test the fourth time. Which we know isn't true. Abaya is going to get him on this one. Tashma, says Abaya. Take a look at the Braisa. Braisa says, Rebbe Eliezer, Omer Afri, Shlishit, Potkinato, but the Rebbe, it ain't Bodkinoto. And what are you going to say about that? Revit ain't bot kinuto, huh? Must mean legabi what ain't bot kinuto? My lab listira? Doesn't it mean that if he sees a fourth time in the middle of the Shiva's Mekian, it's going to be safe to the Shiva's Mekian, despite the fact that Alibid of Ribliezer, a Re'ia Mi'ines, is not Gerim Lazivas at all. Not the carbon and not the tumor. Right? You look confused. What is there to be confused about? Such a straightforward subject. Seriously, is there an issue that I can clarify?
No.
Okay. Sure, I could review it and go over it. I can give it a broad...
I'm confused.
Huh?
No, go ahead.
Should I go over it?
No.
Okay. All right, so that means now... Well, I'm going to anyway. If you're confused, probably others are confused. Okay, let's overall discuss this again. Rabba's question is, in order to be Soter Shivas Mekiyim, do you need that the thing which is Soser could have caused Zivas in the first place? Or do you just need for it to be a type of tumor, reproductive tumor, that will be Soser the Shivas Mekiyim? Abaya brings him a beautiful, beautiful proof from the halacha of a Re'iyah of Zivas Ba'ones. The Re'iyah of Zivas Ba'ones, where we know the reason, we know the catalyst of this Re'iyah Zivas, will not create Zivas. But nonetheless, it will be so to the Shivas Nekiyah. There you go. There's your answer. Taina's Rava, no, it's not a good answer. Because, to some small extent, a Re'iyah of Ziva Ba'ones does cause Zivas. Where? In a case where you have a Zav who already saw two Re'iyahs. Shalomach Mas'ones, where he's already a Zav, now he sees a third Re'iyah, even though we know the reason he saw this, he had done heavy exercises. He still will become a bigger Zav, will become a Zav Ba'al Shalosh Re'iyahs, and he'll have to bring a korban. So you can't prove to me anything from a case of Re'iyah Ba'ones, because Re'iyah Ba'ones causes elements of Zivas as well. I'm asking about something that Bechlal doesn't cause elements of Zivas, such as a woman who is being Re'iyah Dam during her Yemei Zivas, where it would be because of a birth. It wouldn't cause Zivas. I want to know if she sees this blood before her birth during her count of Shivas Nekiyim. Would it cancel Shivas Nekiyim? That's my question. You haven't answered my question, Abaya. Says Abaya to Rava, now hold on a second. How about the other Shita? There's Rabbi Eliezer Shita who says that you need to check the Zav for the Ones, all three Riyas, according to which a Riyah of Ones can never cause Zivas, okay? How about according to him? Isn't it so, Sarah, the Zivas and that Shiva Sakiyam, the count? Says Rabban, no, absolutely not. According to him, it won't be so, to the count. Says Abaya, ha, now I got you. Because the Brisa says Beferish that according to Rabbi Eliezer, on the fourth Re'iyah, you don't have to give the questionnaire to the Zav to find out why he saw Zivas. So what does the fourth Re'iyah mean? I mean, come on, Rabban. The fourth Re'iyah can only mean to cancel the Shivas Nekiyim. So you see that you will cancel the Shivas Nekiyim with something that could never have caused Zivas in the first place. In which case, a woman who is bleeding because of an impending birth, even though it would never have caused Zivas in the first place, will nonetheless cancel Shivas Nekiyim. Gotcha. Says Rava, no, I have another explanation. The reason that he says you don't have to check for the fourth Re'iyah is not in order to cancel the Shivas Nekiyim. It's in order to figure out whether the actual liquid of Zivas will be metame. That's the point. For sure you won't be Sarsa to Shivas Nekiyim. However, once the male has been established as a Zav, the Torah tells us that continued flow of Zivas, the actual liquid, is a metame. That's all. It doesn't cancel anything. Like many things can happen. You have many tumors. They won't cancel the Shivas Nekiyim. So, all it's saying is that it's tummy. Thank you very much, Abaye. You go home now. So, you have not answered my problem.
So, when the year, if the year Mishonah was Ba'onis,
No, Ba'onis, not.
But what?
The Riyah Rishayna Shniya Vishlisha is not Ba'onis.
So shouldn't the liquid be Matame?
Hmm?
The liquid that came out of the
Riyah. Only once he's a Zob already.
But even so, the first three.
Are need to be.
And it came out of the liquid, he's not a Zob, and the liquid is not Matame, is that correct?
Right. Except, according to Ravuna, we spoke about yesterday, the first Riyah is the same thing as a Baal Keri. The second Riyah, not. Okay. All right. So it's my love. But Stira says, Rava, no, it's not. It's to be Metame Ahut Tipa, to get that little drop of liquid, that's all it's talking about, and it should be Tame Bamasa. Says about, oh yeah, huh? And then what are you going to do about this price? Where Rabbi Eliezer says, Beferish, why you need to check. You don't need to check for the fourth. Rishlishit, Rebbe Eliezer, and Botkinoto. Rebbeit, in Botkinoto. Le Korban Amarti. Velo Listira. I am talking, therefore, only about the question of bringing a Korban. That you need a Bedika for. But when it comes to Stira, not the Tumba Bamasa, my dear. Stira! You don't need a bedika. Okay, Rava, now you got it. He says, but Beferish in the Brisa, something that will not cause Tuma, will not cause Karban, will cause Stira of Shivas Nekiyim, according to Rabbi Eliezer. There's no way for you to get out of this one. So at least the Rabbi Eliezer you've shown to Dover Shen and Gorim Soter, okay? So Rava has to admit, according to Rabbi Eliezer, we now know, the rule is, something that isn't goring the Zivas in the first place, nonetheless will be Sarsa Shivas Mekiyim. But how about according to the Rabbana? We don't know that that's true according to the Rabbana. My. Tashma, let's see if we can prove that. The Tony Avud Rabbi Yomi. Ma garam lo zovo Shiva, l'vichar soter Shiva. Ma garam lo kiryao yom echad, l'vichar soter yom echad. Listen carefully to the language here. This is the classic formation of the din, the difference between being soiser all of the Shivas Nekiyim, or missing a day in the count of the Shivas Nekiyim. So, the svara is, the Zivas, which causes him a tumah of Shivas Yomim, is soiser of Shivas Yomim. Shichva Zera, which is causes tumah of Yom Echad, causes you to lose Yom Echad in the count of the Shivas Nekiyim. Now all this is fine. You'll say, so what are you trying to prove from that? I understand. I also know how to read. Yeah, but you're not paying attention. Why didn't it just say, right? Why didn't it just say, it's Tamei Shiva. When you say it's Dover Shigurim L'Shiva, so my Shiva, you let me do it, Tamei Shiva? What are you trying to say? You become Tamei 7 days because of Zivas. So then all you should have said is, Ma Zovo Tamei Shiva. Just like the Zivas is Tameh for 7 days, it serves for 7 days. Why are you saying, just like the Zivas is Gurim Laituma of 7 days? What does Gurim have to do with it? Elalav. The reason you're throwing in this word Gurim is because that's the point. Davar ha-Gurim soter. Davar she'eno Gurim eino soter. He's not playing around with this word for fun. This word now is the key to understanding the whole sugya. Only that which can be Gorim Tuma can be Saiser Tuma. And that which is not Gorim Tuma can't be Saiser Tuma. There you have the Halacha Liba de Rabbanan. And indeed, Rebbe Eliezer argues. Because Rebbe Eliezer clearly is saying, even a Dover She'ena Gorim Tuma, namely a Re'iyah Mi'ones, can still be Saiser, namely the Re'iyah Revias, which is Saiser Shivas Nekiyim. Shema Amina. Amar Abai says, Abai, look, I just want you to know, normative halacha is naktina. Ein koshi sosa b'ziva. There is no stira of Shivas Nekiyim due to labor bleeding. If you find anybody who says otherwise, it's clearly a das yoke because it's following Rebbe Eliezer. But as we just saw, libet ha-chachamim, only a dover agarim tuma is sosa tuma. Tana, Rabbi Marayan is omer. Yes. Rabbi Marayan is somewhere ein leida soteret b'ziva. Here's an interesting halacha. How about if, in the middle of the Shivas Nekiyim, this woman has a baby without bleeding? Rashi learns. Actually, it's a machlokes. Rashi learns without bleeding. That Leda is not going to be Seser, even though you can't count it maybe, but it's not Seser. How about counting it? If it's not Seser, and she's not bleeding, then maybe you could actually count it to the Shiva Sakim. Now, we've dealt with this issue before, twice. We saw in one place we assumed you can't count it, and we saw 2 days ago that it's possible that it is Eilala, you make Shiva Sakim. And in fact, it's a machlokas. Abaya Omar, Eina Soteret Ve'ina Ola, it doesn't cancel Shiva Sakim, but you can't count days that are Ruya for Tumas Leda in Shiva Sakim. Whereas Rava says not only it's a Leda not Seisa Shiva Sakim, but if there's no bleeding, it actually would be Eila to the Shiva Sakim. Omar Rava Minam, you know, this is Rava, I'll prove it to you that you can count Shiva Sakim in the middle of Yemei Leda. Because the Tanya we learned in the Pasuk that the meaning of, we learned in the Brisa the meaning of the Pasuk, V'achar Titar, that after Shivas Yomim, she should then become Tahor, that means Achar Achar Lekulam. Shavote Tuma Mavsekes B'neim, this means that you cannot have a Tuma that cancels the some of the days of the Shivas Nekiyim, and then you should continue. Either you have a contiguous 7 days, or you don't have Shiva Sakiyan. See, I'm going to tell me that I can actually count the days of the Leda in the Shiva Sakiyan. That would explain why it doesn't cancel the Shiva Sakiyan, because I have contiguous days. But if you're going to tell me that ain't Ayla, then I don't have contiguous days. In which case, for all intents and purposes, it canceled it. You're saying, but it doesn't really cancel. It didn't cancel. Fact is, I can't use those days because I have to start over in order to have contiguous days, which is the equivalent of canceling. I have to start over again. So, Yamad Ena Ola, Asikle Leda. Now you're going to cut out the days in the middle. You can't have days cut out in the middle. It's all or nothing, Shiva Sakim. Says Abai, wait a minute. It's not all or nothing. The meaning, as we said before, of Lo Tehei Tuma Mafsekes B'neim, doesn't mean any old tuma. It means shalotei tumas ziva mafsekes b'neihem. Doesn't say shalotei tumas leida mafsekes b'neihem, shalotei tumas keri mafsekes b'neihem, shalotei tumas sheretz mafsekes b'neihem. I don't understand. It says you can't have a zivas in between, a ria of zivas. But we used to say, well, you need contiguous days. If there's a leida in between, it can't be counted. All it means is shalotei tumas ziva mafsekes b'neihem. Says, Rav, I knew you were going to try that one. But I have something else up my sleeve. Amar Rav, I mean, I'll prove it from here. The Tanya Mizova. Now, it says, Bisafrala, she should count Mizova from her Zivas. And the Brisa is Derech. Why does it say from her Zivas? Obviously from her Zivas. What are we talking about? The whole part is talking about from her Zivas. I mean, why do we start from the beginning again? Ah, it's to tell Mizova, Velomi Nig'a. Mizova velo miledata, meaning that let's say she is a mitzorat, so she'll say, I'm still a mitzorat. So what's the point of my counting shivas yomim for my zivas? A lot of good it's going to do me. Anyway, I'm a tamei and I'm a tamei mishka v'meishav, my mayonis, because I'm in mitzoras. Comes along the Torah to say, one is not negeya the other one. You can still become tahira from your zivas, and you won't be metame your husband, and so on. All the nafkamina, there's a big nafkamina. If she still is a zava, so she's going to be metame as bayala, she has all the tumas of anida. If she's able to be metaheret mizova, so then she's no longer anida. So you don't have to wait until after you finish your tzaraz, be in the middle of your tzaraz. And it also says, she doesn't have to wait until after her later. Therefore, says Rava, you see, it means that in the middle of your tumas leda, you got 14 days now, you're going to be tamei anyway. So you're going to say, what's the point of my keeping shivas lekiyim? Torah says you could keep your shivas lekiyim in the middle of your leda. The fairish like me, the fairish. Nothing to argue about. Says Abaya, if that's what the Brisa said, you'd be right, but it's not what the Brisa says. To me, it should say in that Brisa only There's only one mizava, is only one drasha. The drasha is chada mizova velo miniga. Don't say the next piece. It was that somebody added in velo titni velo mileidata. The leida, in fact, prevents her from giving shivas again. As Rava says, impossible. That can't be the girsa. Why can't it be the girsa? Because hi mai. Look here. If you're willing to acknowledge that the fundamental drasha of this brisa is the one on the contrary that says that she can count to get rid of her zivas even though she's a yoledes and she will not be able to take off her tumas yoledes, then the drasha makes sense and everything fits in. Why do we mention the other one? Aga. So I did. The Itzchle later Tananika, because as I'm about to show you, I know from another source that even though she's a mitzorat, she can go ahead and be mitzaret herself from her zivas. In which case, the only part that was necessary to darshan from Zova was the part about the later. Once we mentioned that, we already threw in the fact that she can be mitzaret even though she's a mitzorat. But according to you, if the only thing that we're mentioning here is the tzaras, then it shouldn't have said anything. Because I know the mitzaras from a different source, not from the drash of the pasuk mizova. So if I'm right that it should say both things, the reason it says both things is because I did not say later, since it needed to mention the big new drasha, which is that she can count her yemei later in her shivas nikiyim, it mentions also tzaras, that even though she's a mitzaras, she can keep shivas nikiyim. Fine. Ela iyam et mizova velo miniga. If you're going to claim that the only thing that's mentioned in this brisa is not leida, like you're claiming, but only tzaras, then why does it even bother in mentioning it? We know this from somewhere else. Hi, that is known from the pasuk of v'chiyitar hazav mizovo. In which case, the Sifra asks, what do you mean mizovo? What the hell else is the Zov going to be Matahir from? What do you mean? And when the Zov becomes Tahar from his Zivas, obviously from his Zivas, I mean, what else? Did you just say Chitar HaZav? The Herpes coming to tell me, when the Zov becomes Tahar from his Zivas, despite the fact that he's still Tamei from being a Metzera. So I know this from there, that it's possible to become Tahar even though you're a Metzera. So why did you mention it over here as if you're learning it from here? I'll tell you why. Because from here, actually, the main thing you were learning was the din of Leda. And you just mentioned, once you mentioned the Leda, you figured, and let me remind you that the same thing is true of a Metzerah. She can become Tahira from Rezivas despite the fact that she's a Metzerah. But according to you, the only reason we're mentioning this brisa is no reason at all. Because we know that from somewhere else. You're claiming it's only the Metzora part that's important.
When does the Metzora start to count from?
The real, for his Tzorat or for his Zivas?
His Tzorat.
Only after he shows it to the Kohen and then they got went away and then he brings his Tzipori. The whole procedure.
That's after the Tzorat disappears.
That's after the Tzorat disappears, and he has to begin first with bringing the Tzipori and to allow him to start his count. It's a whole complicated procedure.
The Tzorat, there's no question of something happening in the middle. I mean, once you start counting, it's finished. It doesn't matter what happens in the middle.
Why? He can come back. The Negev can come back.
Get a new Tzorat. I mean, he has to,
if it comes back,
so Shilanakim, you have to see it.
I mean, in a sense. But in any event, he's still Tamei Mishke V'Moshav, right? So you say, what's the point? I have the same tumah. And Abaya says, no. Excuse me. The pasuk that says v'chiyitar hazav mizovo is referring to a male or a female?
A male.
A male. Hazav mizovo. And this pasuk over here, we just darshaned, mizova, is referring to a male or a female?
Yeah.
A female. No. One pasuk is telling me the chiddush by a female, mitzorah. And one pasuk is telling me the chiddush by a male, a mitzera. So you'll say, what do I need both for? I mean, isn't the principle the same? No. We've already seen many times why I can't learn a male from a female. I can't learn a female from a male. So chad bezava, I know already. It's an old thing that I can't learn that from one the other. Maybe the Torah is more makel on a zav, even though he's a mitzora. Let him become Torah. After all, a zav were anyway more less stringent on. Because if we could account for his ria, we're not metamiyim. Abo zava, and get a woman we're very machmer on, because even if we can account for her bleeding, and it's an ones, she's still tamei. So I would have thought maybe she cannot become Torah unless she gets rid of her tzaras. Fine. Tzricha. So then you'll say, okay, so then just tell me the woman and I'll learn out the male from the man, from the female. No. Because Rabbanu Bezava, saying, okay, that's because the female, the Torah is less stringent. Delo metamei b'riyot k'biyamim. No matter how many times in the course of her day that she sees this dam of Zivas, it's all one thing. Mashenken azav, the metami b'riyot k'biyamim. Every single time he sees Zivas, it counts as another Riyah. So if he sees three times in one day, he can become azav, that's chayav a korban in one day. She needs 3 days to become chayav and a korban. So how can you learn out from her? Maybe the Torah is only makel on the female, not on the male. So there's studim l'kam l'kam. Therefore, the Torah has to say both cases, male and female, who are a mitzera or a mitzeras, respectively, they could still be tam tohar from their zav or from their zava, respectively, and it's a chiddush. But where does it say anywhere later? So I disagree with you. Therefore, tzricha. Now, Rava, have you finished? Because now I can bring my proof. I'll tell you my proof. We saw before that the extra words, dvotatitma, kimei nidat dvotatitma. What do we need to say that for? You want to say she's a nida, say kimei nidata. Saying, kimei nidat dvotatitma, like the painful days of her nidas. What is that the point for? We darshan before three things. Dvotatitma, l'rabotet bo'ala, to say that she's tameya in birth, as also a nida to be metame, one who sleeps with her. Dvotatitma, l'rabotet halelot, even though it keeps talking about yamim again and again in the parsha, right? Shisha yamim, shishim yamim. It means the nighttime as well, just like by a nida. And dvota titma comes also to tell me the rabot that I yoledet bizov shetrichat leshev shivat nekiim, that if she was a yoledes as a zava, she still needs shivat nekiim. So I'm going to say, well, obviously no. So my lab nekiim mileda, doesn't that mean that there have to be naki that she didn't give birth? But if she gave birth, I mean, otherwise, what's the chiddush? Of course she needs shivas nekiim. What would you think? A woman needs shivas nekiim because she was a zava, but now that she gave birth, she doesn't have to become tar from her zava. What am I, crazy? Ella, clearly what it means is she needs to keep shivas nekiim that are completely naki and that don't have a birth in between. Says Rava, that's your proof. Maybe it means she needs to have shivas nekiim from the blood of Leda. We're not talking about a case of the blood of Leda. We're talking about where there was no bleeding. There was only Leda. That was the Shaila. No. So maybe that's what it means. Midam? I was also ready to agree that if she bled, that it doesn't count. We were talking about a case where there was a birth without bleeding. No. I'm saying that tumah, she can still count to it. She was Yumei Nekiyim. What's the problem? So I didn't see. I didn't prove it. Disprove me from that. Omer Abai, okay, I'll prove to you from here. You know, Aminala, Tatanya kimei nidata, kach yimei leidata. Look at the price it says. Leida and nida are exactly the same. The Torah compares them. Ma yimei nidata ein ru'uyin leziva, v'yein svirat shiva, ola mehen. In the same way that the days of nidas are not shayach to zivas, and you could never count shivas nekiyim in the days of nidais. You understand what this means? It means that there's no such thing. By definition, once she becomes a zava, All future re'iyas are zimas until such time as she resets the count by keeping shivas nekiyim and going to the mikvah, right? Otherwise, once a zava, always a zava. Which means that by definition, there's no possible way for a woman to count shivas nekiyim during days where the dam would have made her a nida. By definition, if she has to count shivas nekiyim, it's always going to be during days where the dam would be the dam of zivas. So this is something of a tautology. I mean, obviously, there's no possible way, you know. It's like saying, just like a zava cannot be a zav, right, of course not. A zava cannot be a zav. Same thing is true over here. A zava cannot keep shivas nekiyim as a nida because she's a zava by definition. Okay? So just like that is a given by definition, so too af yemei leida tam. So too yemei leida. That could not have created zivas, could it? Because the Torah said the dam of zivas is not called tamei during the time of the leida. It's the leida is matayr the dam. So too ein svirat shiva olameha. You cannot count during the time of leida, since there's no possibility for such dam to be dam zivais, and therefore there's no way to count it towards the shivas nekiyim. Says Rava, yeah, that's great, that's beautiful drasha. I like that drasha. What? You like that drasha? I thought you hold your count. Oh, wait a minute, excuse me. Did you forget Rebbe Eliezer? Of course, Rebbe Eliezer holds that even something that's not germa ziva, it says here all the shivas nekiyim. Obviously, this is going according to Rebbe Eliezer. What would you expect? So this is Shita Ramani Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer says, later even cancels the shivas nekiyim. I mean, what am I, stupid? Would I have ever suggested, according to Rebbe Eliezer, that it's Ayla? I said, according to Rabbana, who hold it, it's not Seser, it's also Ayla. And you bring the Araya, which is clearly from Rebbe Eliezer. Come. After thinking. Says the Gemara, what is the meaning of this whole weird? This is weird. You're telling me a case which is a definitive impossibility, right? You're taking a case that is eifshar. It's impossible for it to happen that a woman should be keeping shivas nekiyim during yemei nidos. It's not possible. So v'chidanim efshar mishi eifshar. Understand? So how can you take and say the same way that the Torah is telling you that you cannot keep zivas, shivas nekiyim during the yemei of nida, so too it's telling you that you can't keep it during leida. I don't understand. One is impossible, and the other one is possible. How do you learn out something that's possible from something that's impossible? Amr v'achtavoy barami, yes, this is going according to Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer shita is that you can be done efshar, mishi'i efshar. You can, in fact, learn out something which cannot happen, and it still becomes now a source of halacha to what can happen. Okay, this was no gayer question of whether we can learn out something from Mitzrayim, where there was no such thing as Meiser yet. Can we learn it out, Ladeiras, where there is such a thing as Meiser? Okay. Rav Shesha Omar. Rav Shesha says, you don't have to come on to that. Al Korchach, Hikishna Kosel. Look, the Torah says over here, even if you disagree with Rebbe Eliezer, as Rebbe Akiva does over there in Menachos, nonetheless, in this case, you have no choice. Because the Torah put it together. It said, the Torah says, forget about whether it's possible or impossible. I'm telling you, a Leda has to be looked at as a Nida says. So you're saying, but I mean, it's not a good comparison. So good to go argue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tell him it's not a good comparison. He's telling you that this is a Hekesh. A Hekesh cuts across the entire spectrum of Halacha. Doesn't matter whether it's Efshar or Efshar. You know where it matters? Where it's Gzeirah Shavah. There, of course, it matters. You're going to compare one thing to another thing. They say the Torah only meant to compare that which is at least possible. It's part of the same set. But when the Torah makes it a Hekesh, it's telling you it's an identity. It's not a comparison. It's an identification. An identification. You can't say, but what do you mean? One is possible, one's not possible. I'm telling you, treat this the same way. Yigdei Amri, others say this as two different Mandei Amrim. We said it was Rav Achtavoyim, Rav Sheshes. Others say it was Rav Achtavoyim, Barami, Omer Rav Sheshes, in the first place, that it's going according to Rav Eliezer, who holds that holds Donim Epsha Mishi Epsha, and it was Rav Papa, not Rav Sheshes, it was Rav Papa who says that Al Karchach Kishan HaKatuv, and therefore even if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, who argues in the notice, that's in terms of Gzera Shava. This is a Hekesh, and a Hekesh Torah is telling you the same thing, even though it's Epsha in one case, doesn't matter. Okay, alright, we caught up a little bit here. So we're catching up gradually to our big Chazara day.
So what's the Mishkan again, and the Machshavah is, who do we pass them on?